Cannabis and Me. Whereas I've relied on patient stories for the rest of this book, I am sharing mine here for a few reasons. It speaks powerfully to how cannabis can help us open up new doors in our lives. Also, when I called up patients to ask them to tell their own stories for this book, few of them were chomping at the bit to talk about their cannabis use. This speaks, of course, to the enduring power of that stigma. By sharing my own story, I hope to encourage other people to open up as well, on their own terms. The continued legalization of cannabis in this country, as well as the increase in scientific research that will no doubt accompany this, is essential to destigmatization. Remember, back in 2007, as I was finishing graduate school, I was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease in my back. "This is unstable, and it's going to get worse and worse," doctors told me. "You're probably going to want to get fusion surgery pretty soon." They prescribed a strong painkiller muscle relaxer, which was quite similar to what my dad had been on for years for his back pain as I was growing up. My dad wanted to avoid taking painkillers, but he did not have the tools we now have, so he would turn to them occasionally when his back pain got unbearable. These drugs tend to disassociate you, to make your whole body detach from feeling, and to inhibit your reflexes. So, for example, if you're about to fall over, you're just observing yourself thinking, "I'm about to fall over," instead of stopping yourself or bracing for impact. That disconnection is horrifically dangerous, particularly for the older people to whom these medications are often prescribed.